His mother glides across the flagstone patio slowly, hips and long legs working in time with the music. A kind of undulating dance that reminds Miles of the way tall grass moves just before a thunderstorm. She clutches a drink in her hand, a mint julep in a sweating glass with daisies painted on the side. Captain and Tennille sing from the tinny portable radio that rests on the table. Love. Love will keep us together. She hums as she dances her way to the aluminum-framed lounge chair. The brass elephant charm on her beaded bracelet swings, sniffing the air with its trunk. Miles loves the elephant bracelet. She won't say where she got it, but she's been wearing it for almost a month now. In her white cotton dress and gold sandals, she looks like one of the goddesses from the book of Greek mythology Miles has been reading. Aphrodite, maybe. Her toenails are painted a rich velvety plum. Her skin is a summery bronze, and her light brown hair is highlighted with gold and feathered back from her face. She sits down in the chair, resting her glass on the little metal table beside it. She picks up the pack of Pall Malls and shakes out a cigarette. Miles holds his breath and shifts uneasily in his hiding spot. He's on his belly behind the rock garden, stretched out like a snake as he watches his mother across the yard. She'd promised to quit, but she keeps cigarettes hidden on the bookcase, behind the huge leather-bound classics no one in their house ever reads. Moby Dick, David Copperfield. Miles has told his mother about the movie they watched in health class. The images of the healthy pink lungs and the dark, mottled smoker's lungs. He hates to imagine that his mother's lungs might look like the sooty inside of a chimney. Worse still, he hates to think of her dying, which is what his health teacher, Mrs. Mollett, says will happen if you smoke. Your lungs will become blackened, diseased. They will not work anymore. They will not bring oxygen to your body. Without oxygen, you die. And I might get hit by a bus, too, his mother had said when he repeated this. Or struck by lightning. Or the brakes could go out on my car and I could go over a cliff. Miles has to admit that this last scenario seems possible, too. His mother drives an old MG convertible coupe that was a wedding present from her parents. It's spotted with rust and spends more time in the shop than out. Miles's dad wants to trade it in for something more practical. A nice station wagon, maybe, like all the other moms drive. Miles tries to imagine his mom behind the wheel of a station wagon, like Mrs. Brady on the Brady Bunch. But his mom is no Mrs. Brady, and his mom loves her old MG. She's even named it. Isabella, she calls it, the name sounding musical. And sometimes she'll say she's running to the store for milk and frosted flakes, but then be gone for hours. Miles asks her where she goes, and she says, "Just driving. Just me and Isabella and the open road." It seems like every week some new, impossibly expensive imported part breaks. A valve, a pump, a drum, things that, to Miles, sound more like body parts than car parts. But when a car part breaks, you take the car into Chance's garage and they order a new part and replace it. You can't do that with blackened, cancer-filled lungs. He has to find a way to stop her. That's why earlier today, when she was out at the market, Miles stole his mother's hidden pack of cigarettes. It was half empty, with only 10 cigarettes remaining. He took out two and carefully worked half the tobacco out of the paper. Then, just as carefully, he replaced it with the two paper packets he'd made, each filled with black powder from his toy gun caps, along with a pinch of sulfur from his chemistry set. Once the tobacco was placed back on top, they looked just like the other cigarettes. He wanted her to get a few good drags in before a small, stinking explosion would turn her off of smoking forever. 10 cigarettes, two of which will explode. The chances she's chosen one just now are 1 in 5. Miles likes numbers, understands odds. Hunkering down, he watches as she lights up.